Abraham Lincoln once said, "The strength of a nation lies in the homes of its people." He knew that the home was a place where a family could retreat from the cares of the world and build common bonds with their neighbors. Lincoln was welcomed in many homes in Urbana during the 20 years that he traveled here. In 1859, the editor of the Central Illinois Gazette described one such visit, saying, "We had the pleasure of introducing to the hospitalities of our sanctum a few days since the Honorable Abraham Lincoln. Few men can make an hour pass away more agreeably." In 1892, when these three houses were built, Urbana's home life remained a strength of the community, but architectural taste had changed, and the city's population had grown dramatically from Lincoln's day. This block is a little subdivision of sorts. The land was originally owned by Samuel Busey, a prominent businessman and banker. In 1890, Busey was elected to the United States Congress, and this might have prompted him to sell the land. We are not sure if these were original designs or taken from a plan book, but they were built in the Queen Anne style that was popular at the time. In the fall of 1892, as the homes neared completion, a local newspaper declared them to be beautiful in architecture, and in their construction, nothing of convenience has been omitted. Each of them will cost, when completed, about $5,000, and it is said that the house of Mr. Wall will run considerably above that figure. The Champaign County Herald proudly declared, "On West Main Street are three homes that would do honor to Chicago or any other city." Brothers-in-law Frank Marriott and Emmett Yearsley built the first two homes. Both had farms in nearby Summer Township, and although a newspaper account called them retired farmers, they were both relatively young. Frank was 46 and Emmett was 30. Frank Marriott and his wife Lydia lived at 506 West Main. He had done well as a farmer, but now he stepped back from the day-to-day work in the fields, moved to town, and earned his living as a landlord, renting out farmland throughout the county. We do not know how the family's decision was made, but Lydia's sister, Alma Yearsley, decided to move to town as well, building a home next door. The third house on the block, 510 West Main, was owned by Lewis Wall, a saloon owner and civic leader. With these families, their homes were a source of pride, but it was also a place where they could raise children, entertain friends, and pursue their personal interests and hobbies. For example, Lydia Marriott loved to entertain, and for years was a member of the Busy 15, a women's club. Alma Yearsley was known throughout town for her dressmaking. Lewis Wall, however, was remembered for his unusual pet, a 6-foot-long alligator, which he kept in his backyard pool. One can imagine the consternation of the neighbors on the day in 1898 when it wandered off. As the local newspaper warned, the animal is large enough to injure the little folks. A week later, it was found in a well near the railroad tracks. Finding him was only a small part of the program, the newspaper account read. He did not want to leave his new quarters and objected in every way possible. Eventually, they tied a rope around the alligator and dragged him home. Although the alligator is gone, the three houses remain. The 500 block reminds us that the home has been a strength of this community from Lincoln's time on into the 21st century.